Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Show. And our subtitle for tonight, Spring in the Air. Now we know it's not really spring, but it's going to be spring. And we'll be past all this snow and turmoil and Simon Bar Sinister, who has a snow gun and making people snow people and rob them. I like that episode of Underdog. It's pretty good. We got a great lineup for you tonight. And man, I'm working feverishly to send out books that people are ordering. Birth of an Idea. Now, you know, you can't beat that. Birth of an Idea. That's a heck of a title. And it's getting better and stronger and people are ordering it, so I'm happy. But we're going to turn this year out. We're going to make it just come alive, like five, like jive, like jive. All right, well, I just thought I'd add that in there. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm getting all back on my feet again, and I'm liking it. So I'm going to start off with some Michael Bubble, which is Michael Bublé. And I'm sorry, Michael, I just was kidding around. But I thought I'd add your name to the bubble list. You know, even he jokes about it too, so that's not too bad. But we got some great music for you. We got some Toni Braxton, some Trey Songz, some Mary J., some Jamie Foxx, some Maxwell. I mean, we just got some good stuff, man. So it is 7:05. We're going to get to it and play some Pop and the Corn. And I think you're going to like it. So let's see if we can find a hot track to start with. I'm looking for, you know, I can talk to my computer now. I don't have to search with the mouse anymore. I just say, computer, find the hot tracks. And it talks to me. Oh, done. You like the hot tracks? I say, yeah, I didn't know you were Chinese. Oh, yeah. We like you too in China. All right, okay. Anyway, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. By Lena. And she's giving you some advice. So take the advice, okay? And just say something nice.
Okay, this next song is from my debut album on Atlantic Records called Stranger on Earth. And sometimes as artists, when you feel like you have a message that you want to get out, you're boxed into a certain category. But I believe as an artist, I have a responsibility to make a contribution to the soul of man. I'm very responsible with my lyrics. So I'm honest with my lyrics, and I just want you guys to understand that when an artist is writing a song, whether it be about herself or about her experiences, it's definitely words from the heart. So this song, I got to sing from my grandmother when we talked about each other, my sister. When we called each other Big Head and all kind of names. My grandmother would say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
The boss was up in my face. To top it off, I spilled coffee on my dress. Not usually me, today I need it, I guess. I know the coworker just got spent on the phone. Don't wanna be here, I just wanna go home. My man is tripping, I think he's a mistake. But when I get home, I'ma tell him this way. My girlfriend's stressing cause the man didn't come home. I tried to tell her she should leave alone. My dog is barking cause he wants to go out. Somebody's yelling, don't know what it's about. My neighbor's calling, talking about we need to talk. Better watch what you say cause my patience is shot.
I gotta work out.
Mm-mm. myself a whole day. Thank you.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. Wanna be with my baby.
Yes. She had built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. We've had some ups and downs. Made a lot of bad mistakes.
Bad mistakes.
But we've always had some good times. And through it all, you held me down. Baby, you've always held it down. Oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go, you always stayed around.
That's right.
You
just wanna give you,
give you,
make
you
love to you,
love to
you. Put you on a rocket flight, keep on loving till we touch the sky.
I'm in.
speaker than the telephone. I get happy when a dolphin joins me for a swim. My captive island hideaway isn't complete, not without you. What about you? You could jump a DC-8 and probably be here by 8. My captive island bungalow's perfect for two. No attire is required, just a toothbrush, dear, 'cause here we don't wear much.
Subtitle, Spring in the Air. And that was our three back-to-back tracks. So we got a lot of great stuff for you. I want you to sit tight while I check on a few things. Not a cute thing, not a cute tip, but a few things. We'll be right back with more great music for you after we play Aretha Franklin, When I Think About You.
Thank you. like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. I seem to walk as though I had wings. I bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, a glow and feeling like someone in
something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Cutting it up, sending it sideways, and just doing our thing. I'm going to play this track by Luther Vandross, Heaven Can Wait.
Mm-hmm. quarter after seven, got a phone call telling me to get here quick. Said your girl is in a bad situation, they don't know if she's gonna make it. As I hurry to be by her side, I asked a thousand times why, oh why. There's no rhyme or reason in my life with you lying here this way. Down on my knees to help you make it through.
Tell me, can heaven wait just one more night? Tell me what's gonna take to keep you and me in my life. Giving up the shame of my other life. Now I'm seeing things in a whole new
back on times that I wasted. I should have cherished every day, all the different flavors that I tasted. Can't compare to you, no. As I reminisce by your side, tears of guilt are streaming from my eyes. All the things I did that weren't right, wish I could apologize. Could trade places with you, so I'm begging heaven down on my knees to help you make.
And we're back, and that was Heaven Can Wait. And, you know, I was just sitting there pondering. That was a nice track, though. I like that. And we're going to jump to a track by Paul Hardcastle and Helen Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
that that was Helen Rogers and Paul Hardcastle. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. We're moving forward, and things are going to turn out pretty good. They're going to be great, stupendous. Hey, a lot of people saw my Children of the Stone paintings, and they really like those. There's one called Fire and Ice, and there's one called Blue Magic, and they're both really good. So when you get a chance, go to my Facebook, take a look, and I think you're going to really like those. They're only $500 apiece, and I know some of you out there got $500 because art is an investment. So when you get a chance, I might even discount it for you. Maybe $375. How about that? All right. Let's get to it. Michael Blueglaze, You Make Me Feel So Young.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel that spring sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, fire up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me feel that spring has sprung. And every time I see a grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go the moon like a big balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, crying up all. You make me feel that our songs to be sung, like the best to be run, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel a star. Man, I just feel so. You make me feel so young. Make me feel so young, baby. So young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Did you hear that at the end? Woohoo! That was pretty good. Then we gotta jump to a track by Mary J. And it's called Stay Down. And I know you're going to stay down with me. So stay down and get around and shine down and stay around. Where do you get these corny jokes from?
Did you know? expect so much stress to develop between me and you. I knew that it wasn't easy, but sometimes when we fight, it don't seem like God's design. But then I hear words you said, and I promised I would stand for you and be true throughout the bad and the good. And I know what it means to be committed. So here's a word for you, but you just stay with it. But the wife of Georgia and we're moving on up. 10 years strong and we're looking like a plan. I'm looking like your woman and you're looking like my man. We're looking like real and the haters look fake. Cause when they hear me say,
I'm
keeping company with my tears. That someday you leave me lonely, and that's exactly what you did. I swore that I was your baby, darkest night for you I said. Now that I need you here with me, I call your name and your
my soul. For so many years, I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wait to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we are back. And man, it's already 8 o'clock. We only got 60 more minutes to go. And I'm telling you, the music's on fire, man. It's fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire, pants on fire. Pants on fire. Why would you want to set somebody's pants on fire? I don't know about that. Oh, man, I'm enjoying this music. It is so good. I'm going to jump to this track by Maxwell, and I like it. No, actually, I'm going to jump to this track called On Your Own. How about that? And then I'm going to come back to the Max and the Whale. I'm even going to play a Christmas song. Now, you know I done lost my mind. Matter of fact, I'm going to play it now, get it over with, so y'all don't be hollering, They keep doing playing Christmas music. We're tired of the snow. But it's my favorite. I can do this at all.
People making lists, buying special gifts, taking time to be kind to one and all. It's that time of year when good friends are dear, and you wish you could get more than just presents from a store. Why don't love on Christmas Day? Even the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day. No greater gift is there than love. An air of Christmas joy. It's that once a year when the world's sincere, and you love to find a way to show you the things that words can say. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? The man on the street, a couple upstairs, we want you to know there's someone who can
give love
on Christmas Day.
No greater gift is there than love.
Why don't you give love to someone who needs it right now?
Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oxford. a journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflows. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When I make the tall grass bend into leaves, suddenly the raindrops that fall, they have a meaning, sprinkling the sea, makes it all clean. Maybe there's a chance for me to go.
On Your Own. It's a nice track, man. I kind of like that. It is 8:14. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. Spring in the Air. That's pretty nice, man. It's a nice title. There is a hope that comes alive in spring. I guess that's why I played a Christmas song, so you could feel like spring is around the corner. Oh, man. That's deep. So let's see. Hey, I got this track by Braxton and Trey Song. I'm going to play that. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
Said, oh my, that's a dream, that's my dream. I needed a dream when it all seemed to go bad. Then
have found you, and I have had the most beautiful dreams any man's ever had. When I first saw you, I said, oh my, oh my, that's my dream, that's my dream. I needed a dream to make me strong. You were the only reason I had to go on. You were my dream, all the things I never knew. You were my dream, who could believe they could ever come true? And who would first saw you, I said, oh my, oh my, that's my
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Oh, man. Did you hear that track? I love being a butterfly. I mean, not me. I mean, I do love butterflies. I do write about butterflies. But I don't think I want to be a butterfly. I don't know. Got to think about that. Somebody asked me if I was reincarnated. And I was a butterfly, but I came back as a human. And I said, what? They said, yeah, because you act like a butterfly. I said, well, how does a butterfly do? They said, you know Muhammad Ali. I beat him up and I sting like a butterfly and fly like a bee or be a fly or fly a bee. I don't know. Doc, where do you get these corny jokes from there? Because they are corny. I write them. Let's get to this track. Man, it's 8:26. It's almost time to get out of here. We got 30 more minutes to go. Actually, 33, but 30. All right, Marvin Gaye, I want you. And I want you to want me, and I want to want you, and I want to something.
Sugar.
Oh, okay. And 27 more minutes. Man, we were already at 33. 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. I told you, we're getting closer. All right, let's see. I played Johnny Gill, played Jamie Foxx. Oh, I'm going to play this. Maxwell, This Woman. It's a tearjerker. Oh, man, I might have to play that again. Okay. That's a bad track, man. That's bad. Super duper bad. What did you think of it? You know, Maxwell used to be the thing, man. Everywhere you went, Maxwell, Maxwell. Oh, Dad, can you play Maxwell? Excuse me. Then it was Kim. Then it was somebody else. Then it was some other singer that you liked. And I had to play them all. That means I got a big playlist, huh? Hey, I'm going to play this track by Michael Blueblade, You Make Me Feel So Young. How do I feel? Energized. Monetized. Well, not monetized, but energized. Now, let's play the music.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel that spring sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, fire up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful swing to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me feel that spring has sprung, and every time I see a grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon like a big balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow. Make me feel that our songs to be sung, like a bell to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel a star. Man, I just feel so. You make me feel so young. Make me feel so young, baby. So young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Did you hear that, man? Woohoo! I like that. You make me feel so young. I was singing that at the karaoke's, man, coming up. You make me feel like spring is sprung. You should see my producer's eyes. He laughs so hard he cries. All right. We got some more great music. Man, we got 17 more minutes to go. We're almost out of here. And I got a track I got to play, 'cause I know you'll like it. And while I'm searching, we got to take a quick break. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you. full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
And we are back. And man, we've been cutting up. And we've got a good show too, man. And we got 14 more minutes to go. So I was thinking I would play Michael Franks, because you know I like some Michael Franks. I'm going to back him up back to back, two tracks instead of one. First one, Love Has No End. And then the second one, Barefoot on the Beach, because the snow is not going to last forever.
My nose would be inside a book of poetry. I memorized the movies where into each other's eyes the lovers stare. Aisha Varco with his Lara in their cottage in the snow. Ten below,
with only love to keep them warm, I soon discovered with alarm real life could not compete with fiction or widescreen love on the street. No face was shining there to meet me in soft focus. Yes, my heart blew the park.
Seemed like for me stormy weather would always hide the moon. I flew the wind like a feather into the wrong monsoon, until the light of your smile guided me to this island. I lost my way, but now I'll never be lost again. I'm not ashamed to say, I know for sure now love has no end. It sounds so commonplace that I'm reluctant to point my pen. But when I behold your face, I know for sure now love has no end.
Oh,
stormy weather, we're always high the moon. I flew the wind like a feather into the wrong monsoon. Until the light of your smile guided me to this island, I lost my way. But now I'll never be lost again. I'm not ashamed to say it. I know for sure now love has no end. It sounds so commonplace that I'm reluctant to point my pen. But when I behold your face, for sure, now love has no end.
No.
Thank you.
to get wet. Is it green or blue? I'm in. Perfect as a peach. Please send yourself to me by jet. Make me happy when your flight arrives and we dive in. My captive island hideaway is incomplete. Not without you, what about you? You could jump a DC-8 and probably be here by 8. My captive island bungalow's perfect for two. No attire is required, just a toothbrush, dear, cause here we don't wear much. My captive island hideaway is incomplete. Not without you, what about you? You could jump a DC-8 and probably be here by 8. My captive island bungalow's perfect for two. No attire is required, just a toothbrush, dear, cause here we don't wear much.
Some of them little bugs might get in between my toes and give me toe jams. Oh, man, you know that was corny, toe jams. Oh, man, that was that was stupid. All right, we got to get ready to get out of here. It's 3 more minutes to go. So I guess we will go out with... Who should we go? Marvin Gaye or 12? Or Deborah Cox or somebody. But I better pick them soon because we're almost out of time. Who should we do? Oh, I know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play Lena. Give you people some advice out there. If you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all.
Okay, this next song is from my debut album on Atlantic Records called Stranger on Earth. And sometimes as artists, when you feel like you have a message that you want to get out, you're boxed into a certain category. But I believe as an artist, I have a responsibility to make a contribution to the soul of man. I'm very responsible with my lyrics. So I'm honest with my lyrics, and I just want you guys to understand that when an artist is writing a song, whether it be about herself or about her experiences, it's definitely words from the heart. So this song, I got the saying from my grandmother when we talked about each other, my sister. We called each other Big Head and all kind of names. My grandmother would say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
About 10 minutes late,
just like I thought it'd be. The boss was up in my face. To top it off, I spilled coffee on my dress. Not usually me, today I need it, I guess. I know the coworker just got spent on the phone. Don't wanna be here, I just wanna go home. My man is tripping, I think he's a mistake. But when I get home, I'ma tell him this way.
I gotta work all day to pay the bills, and you ain't giving up no bum nests around here. So if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. I'm not gonna go and let you get the best of me. I had it up to here, honey, child, can't you see? So if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Thought after work I'd read a book, meditate. Feeling kinda woozy, must be something I ate. My girlfriend stressing cause the man didn't come home. I tried to tell her she should leave alone. My dog is barking cause he wants to go out. Somebody's yelling, don't know what it's about. My neighbor's calling, talking about we need to talk. Better watch what you say cause my patience is short.
I gotta work all day.
Mm-mm.